week's only half over, but how's your week of prep this week considering with the bye last week?
How's the week?
Practice-wise.
Good week. I got a lot of work done. You know, obviously, having an extra day on Monday helps. But we're in the final stages of our preparation. Really, it focuses on us. We've had time to go through the opponent's tendencies and so forth. So we're just nailing down the things that we're getting ready to do on Sunday night.
After the week off, Mike, are the guys kind of anxious to play a game again after the break and all that?
Definitely. Good energy. They're ready to go. I think like anything, the early bye weeks, it's different for the veterans. The rookies don't know any better. So anytime you get into a week where it feels like it's a little longer, particularly with a Sunday night game, extra practice, you can feel the energy on Fridays, and it'll probably be the same here tomorrow. They're ready to go.
Like, you play a lot of night games, so I'm sure your routine is well established by now. But what is the day of a night game like?
Well, we've done some different things. Whether we have the team meeting still on Saturday night or whether we still have it or we're going to move it to Sunday. So this particular Sunday night game at home, we'll do our meetings, at the stadium Sunday, the day of the game, as opposed to Sunday night. So we'll still have chapel and have our gathering at the hotel Saturday night. We'll keep that routine in order. That's the same each and every week.
Your third down numbers on offense are pretty good, but how much would it help you to get better production on first down?
Well, I mean, first down is important because obviously it makes the downs that follow, easier. So it's a focus of ours. It's definitely a statistic that came up in the Sell Scouts each and every week, and something that we didn't do a very good job of last year. So we need to do a better job there. It's a focus, we're looking forward to the opportunity to improve on that Sunday night.
Is there anything you can do in that regard? I mean, I'm sure you can probably drill third down to some extent, but first down, is there anything special you can do or you just run your offense?
We can execute better. So that's what we're focused on. And you look at what people done to you in that particular area. NFL is about trends. Defenses, today as opposed to earlier years, they play you more aggressive in second and eight plus than they probably did in the past. So, just pay attention to all those things and, factors on how you distribute plays and in your no huddle. At the end of the day, it comes down to execution.
Like, any concern about Demaryius with the groin that popped up on the injury report?
I hope not. I mean, he's making progress. It's something that's bothering him. So we're working through it.
Last night when we talked to the assistants, Coach Turbevac spoke briefly about how after this week, Mike Bunnell would be one of the guys that would come back. At what point do you start thinking about or at least kicking around ideas for guys like Bunnell and Goodson that are going to join your team, in the next coming week or so?
The reality, Mike, was it's Monday, after the game, because pre-planning is something you do all the time, but you really don't. You're not going to have all the answers to the equation until we get done playing this game on Sunday night. So really that conversation of how and exactly what's going to happen will occur Monday after we get the medical report from our training staff.
I know it's an old story, but when Ben McAdoo met you at the combine in 2003, mm-hmm. How impressive was that too, that some guy would just drive through a blizzard to come see you?
I mean, it's impressive. I think it's you look at people, you look at situations. First impressions are important, and that's definitely a great first impression that Ben made that day.
How much does that resonate then when you're looking to hire a guy? I think you hired him a year, end up hiring him a year later.
Yeah, it was definitely one of the factors. Absolutely.